You feel like you're stuck in the same day. Well, so do we. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour show about things interesting and fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're all stuck in 2020 forever.
Yeah, that's right. There's no progressing on to the next day.
No.
Or year.
But at least we still have beer. That's something. Could you imagine this? The wreck of this year without beer. It would be really bad.
Sad, boozeless year.
Next hour, 2 hours, we're just going to be hanging out with you, and we're going to be drinking beer and talking about what was drank last week and things happening in the beer universe and beers we're looking out for. And the listeners are also going to call us, give us stuff to talk about and listen to. So that is the show, the premise of the show. Tailgating for the show we were at, I have been having, and I still have, because it's a crowler.
Ooh.
Five Rights.
Party.
Crowler, and it's Bakuvhastush? B-A-K...
Yeah, that word.
Yeah. B-A-K-V-H-A-T-S-U, I believe. It's an IPA. Bavik? Bavaksu. It's an IPA, 7.2. I'm gonna say it's either Donnie in the Northwest or the Ants.
Don Adams.
All right, thank you, Don. Sorry, no one else gets it. It's very dinky. I think the whole point of it is to be dinky. So,
from I may or may not.
Five Rights Brewing Company is from Marysville, Washington.
I may or may not have a Five Rights crowler in my bin caught. So
looking out for that later.
Wow, fancy label.
Yeah, I think
I saw it on the video.
You can say it saved Mikey. Wow.
Your beer saved Mikey?
Because the logo.
Oh, is it a Red Cross thing?
It's a cross and serpent, yeah.
Beer saved me.
Break glass in case of emergency.
I'm just going to get these two things out of the way. I keep Discord open on my podcasting computer, so each week I try to just say a little something before we get going. And so I mentioned the first person to comment back gets a shout-out on the show opening, so that'll be Hops Hound.
Oh.
He's Hops... Oh. Dash Hound here, which I think in other places he's Hops _ Hound.
Yes.
I believe it's the same guy.
Jay, yeah. I'm sure.
Yep. So cheers to him. And then I also said in the chat, I said, any questions for us to answer on the show? He said, what was the most expensive beer you've ever paid for and how much was it? He's like, last year he paid $30 for a 2018 Parabola. Or Parabola, depending on how you pronounce it.
How much?
Yeah.
What was it?
30.
Nick's all, I could make $30.
I can make $30.
Honey, we're rich because of my beer.
Dig out the closet. Get my beer closet.
I don't know the exact pricing, but it was probably in the mid-20s. But I would say Silva Stout, that's in the higher realm. Of things that I've purchased.
For a single beer? It was a single Silva Stout? Like one of those big old Magnum bottles? Or
yeah, it was champagne. A fancy...
Champagne size, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is.
It's not a 750 by any means, but it's a fancy shape.
It's fancy.
What about you guys? Anything that comes to mind?
I don't really have one. Like, I think for like a gift, maybe like $20 for on something, but I don't really know.
Dang.
My spending is a four on four packs. My high end spending. I'll talk about that in a minute, maybe. But
what about something that would cost a lot? I remember when you like
we got Lane Staley on the show.
If I would.
Back in the day when Worldwide Stout was hard to find, I remember that being one of those. It'd be like $8 and you get like a 6 ounce or something like that.
Wow.
That used to be a thing.
Yeah. Where was that? What the Modern Times beer that's like $18 for a can of it?
Devil's Park or Devil's Teeth. Right. Something like Devil's that.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Woo. Couldn't do it. Couldn't pull the trigger.
Not gonna do.
I'm too cheap.
Wow.
So you guys see the singles aisle and they just go above like $8 per and you're just like, you just gloss over that whole area.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Price Strong. Hey, guy.
Hey, guy over and then, yeah. Guy over in the section, not the beer.
Hey, cheese guy. Here.
Yeah.
Hey, quit tending that Olive Bar. Get over here.
Wait, if you're,
this beer's
you're
mislabeled.
You're in Total Wine. And if you're in the beer section and there's one of the employees there, they're like walking through to get to a different section. They're not actually back there in the beer section. Like, what?
There are no beer attendants.
Sir? Mm-hmm. What?
I could point you to a nice bourbon, sir.
Yeah, they're headed to the BBC, the break room, the bathroom, or the cold room. Either one, they're not there to help you.
they build the Total Wines to make the employees walk through the beer section to the bathroom. Like, we're gonna get them to go in that section. No, we're gonna find a way. Yeah. We'll make the bathrooms back there. Okay.
Excuse me. Can you help me? Sir, 805's right up front. We put the 805 right up front for you.
I'm in the beer section. Can't you see I'm on my break? You think I would be walking through here if I was on the clock right now?
Obviously, Instagramming my followers.
Back there in the beer section, it's where I go to cry and meditate.
Have you guys ever felt displaced by like a store that you're not quite used to because you're in a different town? So like an example is like 9 out of 10 Targets locally, they're the same footprint because they were redesigned the same way. Maybe there's a couple heritage stores or, you know, they're not the same as the others. So you kind of have to reorient yourself. But so when I was in Berkeley last, we had to get some standard help, you know, somebody forgot a toothbrush or something like that. And down the street from where we were, there was like a Target Express. And so it was like a quarter of the size, didn't hardly have anything. And I felt totally lost in there. I was like, the name is familiar. Don't know where I'm at.
This is a state. This store is a piece of shit. What, sir? Piece of shit. Nothing. I can't find anything in here. There's nothing here. It's Express, sir. Sir, this is a Wendy's. No, it's not. It's a Target. I just always wanted to see. This is a Wendy's.
I saw sir. Wendy. I swear I saw Wendy here when I walked in.
Or you walk into a Pete's Coffee versus a Starbucks. That's a totally different weird
thing. Yeah, they get the big carousel of coffee beans on top of their machine.
Yeah.
This is weird. Well, if we're talking Target specifically, the weirdest one I've ever been to was Seattle had a 3-story Target with escalators.
Inside. Okay. For the grocery carts even?
Oh, yeah. The grocery carts were capable of riding the escalator.
What? That's cool. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? They had modified escalators?
It hooked on the front and it took your cart up with you.
Whoa. I've never even heard of such a thing. Blew my mind, man. That's a big city live right there.
Where I've seen it, it's usually side by side. So it's like a second conveyor where you hook your cart in and you go around and take the normal escalator. But okay. It's
something
thing.
Like that. Yeah. The carts did ride an escalator if it was theirs or their own.
They love it too. Those carts get so excited about the escalator.
Well, when the cart was going up the escalator, did you get in it and do a little Titanic move, or you know, just hang over the edge, or
push the old lady off the chest and save myself?
Sir, get down. There's room. We can't legally do anything.
No, just me.
I must paint you.
Must paint. Locally, the BevMo, our BevMo, was the first BevMo I'd ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
In Fresno.
Me too.
Okay. Clovis BevMo is formatted like every other BevMo in the world, which okay. is not like the Fresno BevMo. So when yeah. Clovis finally opened up a few years later, it had the new format, which beers were alphabetical, not by style. Drove me nuts.
I feel like in the Clovis ones,
the worst like, store set to have alphabetical.
I feel like in the Clovis one, all the aisles run parallel. Where in the Fresno one, it's like you have some running vertical, some running horizontal.
Just to trip you out, man. If you're a little buzz going in there, you're like, whoa, whoa.
It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And so they've since tried to reset the Fresno BevMo to the new standard, which is like the Bay Area standard, I guess. And it's just wreaked havoc on the place. They couldn't do it.
I've been to two different BevMos in Sacramento, and those mm-hmm. are both weird because they're older buildings, so they're kind of built to the shape of the building. And then I've been to one in Lodi just because it was back when I first started working for Tioga. I was told that our beer makes it up to Lodi, and I was like, okay, well, one of the stores that the furthest it goes.
You're bullshit. You know, I gotta see this.
And so I went in there, and sure enough, we had our beer on the shelf. And that was my experience in Lodi. Well, first of two experiences in Lodi.
Oh, Bass Pro Shop, huh?
No, I almost bought an El
That's
Camino.
That's Manteca, once. Bro. Oh, is Lodi that one too?
Sorry.
God, sorry, bro. Don't freaking mix up Lodi and Manteca, man.
Jeez. So sorry.
And that was
whoever
Fresno.
Town hates the other more.
I can't believe it, man. Do you hear that? Nick compared us, confused us with Manteca, bro. Not cool. That was Fresno's store too that we gave up. That whatever store you said. The Bass Pro Shop. That was supposed to be downtown.
Oh, that was supposed to be ours. Yeah. Damn. We had it in our clutches and we gave it up.
Give it up.
We had it in our sights.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That was a good tailgate discussion of
Oh, so this is what we're supposed to do before the show?
Yeah, this is what we're supposed to do during the tailgate, guys. Freaking Golden Gods are like, come on.
We can start over.
Starting over now. No, we're not
starting over. You just get to hear more, that's all.
Whoa. Come on, Internet. What are you drinking, Nick?
I need a new beer.
Uh-oh.
But I see Matt's disappeared, so I think I'll wait till he returns to get a new beer.
He's disappeared. Oh,
I mean, that's behind the wall secret.
Dude.
We're not supposed to talk about when people
Fourth
leave.
Wall! Wow!
He's petting his cat.
He's all, you know what? I'm just going to go pet my cat.
Yeah. You guys are boring me.
Boring.
You're boring.
Yeah, boring. You're Nick, do you have same culture to talk about
before right. another beer? Well, Vine Pear reminded me that we've now been in this ordeal for 6 months now.
At least.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Six, yep.
You guys haven't seen the studio in 6 months?
Wow. No.
It has not. It's a time capsule in here.
Okay. Nothing's changed?
No. Very, very subtle. You'd have to be real Dorktown Studio eye to catch the difference from now and 6 months ago.
Have you recycled all the bottles because you need Armageddon money?
Yeah. No, well, I'm too afraid to go to the recycling center because of the COVID, so I just stay away.
Wow.
Yeah. I just put everything in the bin now. The people that go through the trash at midnight, he's loving it.
Let them have a free-for-all.
All kinds of aluminum and bottles. And
did he ask to borrow the Ford Ranger?
Yeah. He's like, man, I'm going to need some extra.
Hey, bro, that's truck a lot bed. Of shit. Well, I'm going to need your truck
bed. Hey, what kind of space you got in that truck bed? What's your truck bed running there?
You got the heavy-duty leveling springs to even this out?
Yeah, bro. How's your shocks?
Kick that light bar on so I can see what I'm doing.
So the recycled garbage truck is always the last of the three to come to my house, which for those people that don't know, most of Fresno has three cans. We have a green waste, we have recycle, and we have regular trash. So the recycle is normally the last to come. So in the morning, I was leaving a little bit later than usual. And so I was pulling the cans in. I lift open the recycle and I see a cardboard box still in there. It's like, oh man, they must have swung it over the truck and the box must have fell out and the truck took off and somebody was nice enough to put the cardboard box back in. And then I get to work, and I'm driving through the neighborhood on my way to work and I'm looking at everybody else's blue can and they're still overflowing. And I was like, somebody very gingerly pulled out the two bags full of cans and bottles out of my blue bin and left the cardboard box and I pulled it in too soon.
Bum, bum, bah. Well, holiday week, they sometimes push it back, push a day back.
No, it was still normal.
Oh, okay. He just got there.
It was just we conveniently wrapped up all the cans and bottles in one, in two different bags. So it was easy to just lift out and be on their way.
Gotcha. Mine's opposite. Mine recycling comes at like 5:45 in the morning. They're not supposed to start till 6, but my guy doesn't give a shit. 5:45.
Did you just sit out there? Did you just sit out front of your house revving the truck? Yeah, he's like,
wake up, bitches!
Rise and shine!
Rise and shine! Let me take all your trash out, you drunk!
Riot spray!
Was that it? What were we talking about, Nick?
Okay, so we've been doing this for 6 months now.
Yeah.
Yes, confirmed.
I'm very worried about the beers that will be flowing once things open up again because they've been sitting in those kegerators in the beer lines.
You think people are still going to have their same ones they had 6 months ago? I mean, yeah, I guess so. Probably somebody will.
The restaurants might be okay, but what about all the music venues? And bars.
Fire up the Bud Light, kid.
Fire it up.
Well, I don't think anything's going to happen till next year. I don't know.
Oh. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, so speaking of which, if you were looking forward to, this is my segue to my next article. Yes. Looking forward to Sierra Nevada or New Glarus. They say no until 2021.
Oh, as far as
no tap room drinking. For them.
Okay. They're like, we're officially calling it. You will not see us the rest of the year.
So yeah, I think with the new tiers and how slow it is to move, it's probably going to happen even if they didn't say anything. So
right, and then probably a lot of places don't do much between November and December anyway. So it's just like, you know what?
Yeah. Shut her down.
Just
enjoy the holidays.
We'll see you after New Year's and reassess.
We know what you look like. We have your Instagram. We're not worried.
What else?
Let's see. Well, summer's almost over. Did you guys have a favorite beer style at all this summer? Did anything hit?
It's called What's on Sale.
Hey! How many beers come in that suitcase? Yes, please.
This is just the same. I had more hazies. Kept being hazies. There's a lot of Humble Sea things when I have money. The weeks I had money, Humble Sea. The weeks I didn't, Tioga, Sequoia, General Sherman's.
I'll definitely say that I've let my guard down more often than not, and just I was just like, I'm here for a good time, and so I was like, bring on the doubles.
Double.
Just did that forward hand motion. Went double. It's fine. It's like, I'll be the guy that has four doubles in a night. That's fine. That's normal. It's okay.
Do you guys find that when you have doubles, do you actually drink less, even though like your alcohol content might still be very strong, but you drink less beers, or do you like drink the same amount of beers you normally would, but you're double? You know what I'm saying by that?
To me, there's multiple
like
factors.
If you drank three beers a night and one night you're like, mm-hmm. you know what? All doubles. Did you still drink three doubles in a
night? Yes. Yeah, man. Three beers is three beers. They don't care.
To me, what affects is how much sleep did you get? How much water did you drink? And did you actually eat dinner? Those are the variables.
Yeah.
If all three of those are solid, you could have four doubles, you could have four Whoa. Singles, you could have two beers, the next day's all right. You skimp on any of those, you got 2 hours of sleep, you didn't drink hardly any water, and you opted for a side salad versus a regular dinner, you're fucked the next day.
You're fucked.
Wow.
Didn't have enough premium saltine crackers while you're drinking.
Extra roasted,
man. This is what I'm looking for.
Extra roasted saltines, please.
Blah. Sorry, I derailed that. What were you thinking about?
Doubles. What's your double ratio? So what are yours then, Mike? You sound like you've upped your double intake over this pandemic.
I don't think I have. I think if I do, it's then I pull back on the amount of beers. Like, I'm like, oh, this is double. I can't have any more beer. I rob myself of fun. I hate myself, I guess. I don't want to have fun.
And who wants to not have fun?
Nope, you don't deserve any more beer, Mike. Time to go to bed. Be a good little employee tomorrow. Not be hungover.
Don't be hungover.
Don't be hungover. Don't be hungover.
Is that the chant you use to not be hungover?
Yeah. Pump myself up. Come on, man. Yeah. You can do it. Don't drink that beer. I really live in liking... this week I had some 12-ounce beer around, and that really hits a spot on some nights where I'm just like, man, I really want a little bit more beer, but another 16-ounce it's late. It's 11:30. I got to get up in 6 hours. I really shouldn't get another 16-ounce, 12-ounce. Boom. Perfect. So yeah, I'm into having the right different choice of style and sizes in the fridge. It really helps.
So you say in 2021 you're going to invent the ounces variety pack where you have the same beer.
There you go.
Coming at a 19.2, a 16, and a 12.
Now we're talking.
And you get 3 12 ounces and 3 19.2. And
I think I want 14 ounce beers too.
Let's 14 ounce. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So same beer, but different ounces.
Right. As many different ounce styles as I can get.
What about like a mini 8 ounce for like a shot? You just want like a quick like snicker of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throw a couple in there. There's times where I'm just like, you know what? I just want one little glass.
Like a sip. Glass like a, of give beer. Me a quick. Yeah.
I need options. It's America.
America.
America. What else, Nick? Is that good? What you got?
That's good. All that's some right. me.
Matt, do you have some culture things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, San Diego Beer News, Indie Beer Show, those guys, they talked about how Mike Hess has made a sizable North Park expansion to its Imperial Beach tasting room. Really cool outdoorsy looking space. I don't know if it's planned to be a live stage or just kind of like a dual layered
podcast stage
venue. But yes, podcast can definitely happen from what I can see. Really cool outdoorsy space. Kind of like a you know, they have like picnic tables. The main area is sand, kind of like some sort of a beer sand. Garden.
It's coarse.
A beer garden is a term, I believe, is what's used.
Beer garden.
Really cool space.
Garden of beer. But
they said it's still coming along. They're still trying to figure out, you know, when it can open and get things going. But it's looking pretty nice. So
pretty nice. Maybe in 2021 we will see it.
And then there was a rock and roll happy hour with Modern Times Beer and Alt 94.9, which is a San Diego beer radio. So they say it's an hour, but they compressed the interview segments to 16 minutes.
Ooh.
It was probably a little bit longer than that because you could tell that most of the voices were at 1.5, or it sounded like maybe 1.25. It was a little bit sped up.
Well, but it's kind of cool. 1.25.
There's no music breaks or there's no songs in between. So it's just the segment interviews also can be found on SD Beer News. But it was kind of cool to hear the update about Modern Times. It's from someone that we're familiar with, the Beer Jesus or Phil.
Hey.
As it's known.
I've heard of that guy.
He kind of chimes in about the different beers that they taste on the show, the different information about it. He was saying that the LA Modern Times has a pool that they can't necessarily use yet, but people can drink near. Oh, so
near pool.
That's drink. All I was wondering about that Anaheim pool. It's like, are people actually getting in that pool, or is it just look at it and like, man, it's a nice pool.
What kind so of that might be. That might be the first brewery with a pool. I don't know of another one.
Brewdog.
Brewdog, we've got an ocean.
That's a resort. It's a resort.
In the middle of Ohio. Uh-huh. We love Ohio.
Well, so both of us, I opened a new beer a little while ago, but Mikey, what are you drinking?
I got my Crowler. I'm contemplating my next one.
But then why did you I love gold?
That Nick.
Oh, Nick, what did you open?
The other guy on the show?
I
Viva La Beaver.
Did you just hear Nick, Big Brother Beaver. Nick, just put Matt in his place right there? Oh, man. Matt just got Big Brothered right there.
Yeah, he didn't pay attention to that anymore.
Wait, there's three people on this podcast?
Yeah, Louie's here.
I thought Mikey was just talking to himself. I only ever hear Mikey's voice. I don't hear anybody else.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. You're not missing much.
Mikey, why are you laughing?
Oh, Louie did something funny.
Okay.
You farted.
Louis, that's hilarious. Your lab antics are great.
Lab.
Well, that's smart.
Oh, so what I'm drinking is called Alone in Space. It is made with Sabro, Galaxy, Mosaic, and El Dorado. It is a hazy oatmeal India Pale Ale.
Wow.
Guess who it's from?
Nick doesn't want any part of that.
No. I think he would. It's clean. Even though it has oats in it, it's pretty dang clear.
North Park.
I'll show you guys the label. Can you guys look at that? It's something you haven't seen in a while. Maybe you can see the logo. Oh,
is that Temsicle?
No.
No.
You know that. It's ME.
Morgan Territory?
Cali Dream.
No. ME, not MT. San Diego. Well, so,
see, if only you could hear me, I'm saying the name.
Who?
Mother Earth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah, so some Mother Earth beer recently surfaced at Spokeasy, which the other beer establishments have been getting all sorts of beer from down south, but this is the first resurgence I've seen of Mother Earth in a while. So I picked up one of these. And it was described as a hazy IPA. When I got the can, it said oatmeal IPA. And I was like, oh, well, we'll see how this goes. And I'm pleasantly surprised. This is good.
Made for Quakers.
Would drink Mother again.
Famous, the Cali Creamin and the
Buku
and Cali Creamin. They were the hot beers when they came out, man. For a minute there, Buku was the number one IPA around. I still got it somewhere. It's consistently 4 months old. Whenever I look, it doesn't matter.
Consistently.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. Like I could look every other week, I'll look and it's like, oh, 4 months old. It's just some magically it just stays 4 months old.
Oh shit. I didn't know. So it does say Vista, but it also says Nampa, Idaho. I didn't know that there was an Idaho.
Oh yeah, I think I vaguely remember something about that. Enjoy, Idahoans.
Idahoans?
Idahoans. Is that what you got, sir?
For?
We're culturing. You got any more culture?
Oh, yeah. So we talked about...
Still culturing. Drinking beers and culture.
Sorry, I have a bunch of Disneyland tabs open.
You should have been here for the tailgate. Oh.
Mikey, do you have $315 to spare?
To spare?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, maybe. If you did,
let's hear about this.
The Modern Times team,
what's going on
Mega Mix Pack. Is she? Modern Times Mega Mix Pack. $315.
Ooh. Let's see. Let me check the Perfect Pours bank account here. But oh, money for Paul to send beer to Paul. Scratch that. Never mind about that. Money for us to buy our own beer with. Yes, we can do it.
Okay. So what we'll receive under the beer category, there's multiple categories. We'll receive two Critical Band IPA 4-packs.
All right.
Do you want me to describe the beers or just go?
No, yeah, give me what beers are in there. I know Critical Band is baddest beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, do you like want me to break down what Critical Band is or just keep going?
Well, it's not.
Okay. You get two Bubble Party Hard Grapefruit Seltzers. 2 4 packs of that.
Okay.
Two Orderville Hazy IPA 4 packs.
Nice.
Two Ice Pilsner 4 packs.
Okay.
One Fortunate Island Session IPA 4 packs.
Nice.
4 pack singular, sorry. One Blazing World 4 pack.
Ooh, okay.
One Fruitlands with Passion Fruit and Guava Fruited Sour Goes 4 pack.
No.
And one black House Oatmeal Coffee Stout 4 pack.
Classic.
So that's the beer. Then you also get coffee. You get one Black House Blend 12-ounce
bag. Keep you going to finish that whole pack off. Right in the middle, you got to make that coffee.
Then there's one Cloud Ripper 12-ounce bag, which is...
Cloud Ripper.
It is...
That's a fart joke, right? That guy right there is a Cloud Ripper.
It is a Guatemala, Mexico Mux Ball, and Ethiopia blend of coffee beans. Then you get one 8-ounce bag of the rotating barrel aged coffee. So you get 3 bags of coffee. That's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, uppers and downers.
12 4 packs of beer. And then the merch category. Yes, you get merch in this. Yeah,
they got nice merch.
You get 2 randomly awesome shirts, which you can choose the size. You get XL. three logo pins, one yellow palm
pin beanie. Collection.
Apparently, they're trying to get rid of yellow beanies, so you get one of those.
You're like, well, what else can we throw in there? Yellow beanies? Those never sold. All right.
Then you get an insulated can jacket. I think that's just a koozie.
No, we can't call it. So we're putting koozies in? Yeah, we can't call it koozies. We're modern times, okay? That's an insulated can jacket.
Then you get one
insulated can jacket.
Not just any tote, but you get one regular tote bag. You get one logo patch, a coloring book, and stickers. You get all of that for the modest price of $315.
Okay.
Shipping anywhere in California.
Anywhere. I would assume that's got to be cheaper than if you just source those yourself. But I don't know. If I had that money to burn, what the hell? You only live once, man. Do it.
Stickers.
Cool stickers. Honey, it's got stickers. You spent how much on this?
Honey, look at the stickers.
All right.
That's
Would you do that? Either you guys do that?
Hour and a half into the show, that's what we've been talking about.
Oh, you're saying we got to keep moving? Is that what you're saying?
Let's keep it going, guys. Let's keep going. Let's
keep it going. Okay. Yeah, I don't have, I have things, but they're sort of evergreen. We can save them for next week. People know this now that are listening to the show, but I don't know that Sam Cuglione from Dogfish had an untapped. They're doing something. They're making some big announcement. We don't know it right now as we broadcast, but I just wonder what it, like, they're making a big deal of it. Like, what could Untappd be doing with Dogfish Head that's like so, like, whoa? I can't imagine what it is.
They're doing 121 minute.
A badge. Super cool badge. It's like the best badge you've ever seen. I'm Sam.
Yeah, it's probably something virtual. virtual beer festival.
We'll find out. All right. Well, it's time to keep the show moving, right? Boop, 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 boop. I need another beer. I mean, this is great and all, but I need to change it up.
Milk was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Hey, you can be on the show. If you don't like what we're doing and you're like,
this is what you should be talking about,
you can call us 559-492-0542. Leave us a message. We'll play it. And you can also just record your own question on your own time and send that file, recorded file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll play it on the show and we'll talk over it and we'll hear bits and pieces of it. And yes.
That we appreciate what we do here.
The parts we hear, hopefully we'll hear the good parts and not the boring parts.
I love gold.
Red Bruce.
Wow.
Up. Oh. We're getting in there now. I'm starting to mumble more words. Red Bus Brewing Company, African Queen Experimental Hazy IPA, and I don't know. So where is Red Bus? Is from Folsom, so I'm gonna guess this is the Ants beer, maybe. But this is a listener beer.
I want to say yes as well.
It's it is a Volkswagen reference. They've got the bus on here, but it's not the Volkswagen logo, as you guys have pointed out. It's like a hop. Instead of a Volkswagen logo, it's a hop.
Oh. If you want a C&D, use the VW.
Let's see. So what kind? I'm trying to figure out what kind of style. Oh, it's a nice 6.7.
It's 6.7 called
stone fruit, peach character, hints of strawberry and cream. It is experimental hazy IPA. Wow.
Haze.
I like to experiment. Ooh, this is definitely stone fruit. It's all right. It's kind of different. Nice little change. Thank you, Ants, Robin, and Mr. Ants. And let's see what we got. We'll go in the traditional voicemail category and see what we have for us waiting there.
Oh my God! What day is it? What year is it? What month is it? I don't know. Guys, it's Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
Hey. I haven't called in forever. I haven't listened in a long time either. Mostly because I wasn't commuting to work anymore. Well, I was. You know, I would get up, put on my slippers, and walk over to the office and sit down in my chair. But, So, that's what happened. But I'm now commuting back to the office again 2 days a week. So, I can at least try to listen to you guys, which is nice. Yeah, so I haven't caught up on anything, so I guess I have to do the Captain Fwifo, like, reach back through time.
Yeah.
And listen to the show and catch up. Or I could just start right now and say, forget everything that happened before today.
You missed some important shit, man.
Should I listen to the old stuff that I missed from, like, March? Or should I just say, screw it, Corona, and start today?
Corona.
Hi guys, I miss you.
Shotgun start.
Florida. I don't even know how to do it anymore.
We suck. Thanks, Lumber, for listening again. Corona. Now we know that Lumber hasn't been listening this whole time.
Great. All those important questions we have.
Whoever else. Our stats are down during Corona about 20 to 25%. So we know there's been a group of you not listing.
We know.
Lumber's one of them. I say go back, binge listen to everything. Some important stuff happened, man. You need to get caught up. We'll have to, one day we'll package all these COVID shows to one package of COVIDing. Well, it's good to know Lumber's back at least. You should have heard the stuff we said about you, Lumber. Oh my God. I mean, but you're not gonna go back and listen, so it doesn't matter.
He's gonna be pissed.
Oh gosh. Good thing he wasn't listening. Stuff we said.
Hey guys, Fontana and Jim checking in.
Hey.
So let's finally got around to listen to last week's episode, and
everybody's finally getting around to listening to us.
It's not delivery, that kind of pizza beer from Bottle Logic. Well, coincidentally enough, when I picked up the bottle I was going to send up to the old Nick 80, I picked up a four-pack of It's Not Delivery. So, I guess I'll go ahead and throw one of those in there, too. I would recommend drinking it with food, because as a beer all by itself, I mean, it's just kind of weird. It tastes like a tomato pizza without any cheese, with the flavors and stuff. So, recommend eating something with that, maybe even some cheese pizza. Anyways, I want to tell everybody that tonight was the perfect poor podcast listener fantasy football draft.
Oh, man.
An auction draft, had a bunch of guys in, got XL in at the last minute. Woo-hoo. Old Al Green's out there. I don't want to forget anybody, so I'm not going to name everybody. But funny thing I decided to do this year, since I had three extra slots, and I know Al was trying to angle getting his brother in, I figured, you know what? I'm going to create three teams that are going to auto draft, and the Perfect Four podcast is going to have a team. So, Mikey, maybe you can run it, or maybe the Nick 80 can run it. Because hell, I mean, running a fantasy football team is kind of like engineering, anyways. And then I decided, how about them guys down at 3BZ? So I've gotten in contact with Tom. Tom's going to run it. Maybe Mike will run it too, or maybe Cody. Who knows? And then I also listened to and have hung out with the guys over at the Unfiltered Gentleman out of Ventura, which is west of the L.A.'s. So they have a team, too. So I'll be sending out emails to the three different podcasts and letting you guys know that you guys have fantasy football teams.
All right.
And hopefully we'll see who of the three SoCal
Drop craft back.
Beer podcast wins, or if you guys are all just going to end up being losers. And we all get an automatic win when we play. Well, that's the update for this week. And I guess, Florida Steve, I got your box just about ready to go. I got to pack it, you know. I got to pack it in the morning or when I get home and then mail it out the next day. But I got that rolling. So you guys will see that soon. And as usual, guys, keep up the good work.
Yay.
There was no special.
Fontana.
All right, we've got a joint.
You forgot how to do it due to Corona.
We've got a joint fantasy football team, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank goodness.
So Matt or Nick, which one of you wants to run our fantasy football team?
I'll do it.
All right, let's let Nick do it. He's like, I'll put in some running backs for quarterback.
Did you say run into the ground?
I could do that. We're running stuff into the ground. Real good at that. All right. Yeah. We'll see who's going to win this year. Just for funsies.
Why not?
And we're going to go into our email voicemails. And first one from that section is...
Hey, guys.
What's up? Perfect Four.
Hey. We're driving.
It's good.
We're coming back from River North.
It's Friday.
We just got done listening to the show.
Friday's got teeth, I think. Wow. I'm telling you. Oh.
And we thought we have a fun game to play with Nick.
Quiz for Nick.
Nick quiz.
Okay. Quarterback just hit the curb really hard.
Oh. Sorry.
What a nerd.
Anyways, yep. We're going to name a band.
Yep.
And Nick needs to name the drummer.
You guys can jump in, too.
Okay.
But it's a game for Nick.
Name the drummer?
He said,
He knows the name of every drummer to every band.
Every drummer.
That's, did I say that?
I think I'm going to change the last one. Let's just go.
No.
They
no,
call him.
Yes,
they call him.
Okay, okay, let's go.
Okay. Number one.
Nirvana.
Name that drummer.
Uh-huh.
Number two.
Dave the original Grohl. Drummer Rush. Or Dave Grohl?
Original or Dave?
Okay, Metallica and Rush would be two and three. We'll give you a chance after those. We know.
Who's Metallica? Who's Rush? Yes. Okay. Four.
Wow. Lars and Pearl. Pert.
Peart.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
Okay.
Yep.
Those are the easy ones.
And then... Did you get
which drummer?
Good job, Nick.
You are so smart.
You're so smart.
Good job, Nick.
Okay, number five. I'm gonna pick something different than what you picked.
Wait, they're playing without me.
No, I'm gonna pick Jane's Addiction.
Again, which drummer?
Well, name them both.
Okay,
Hot Shots.
Go. Sorry,
Chris
you're
Slade,
wrong.
I believe.
You got one of them wrong. Mikey, yell at Nick.
Yeah, Nick!
Yell at Nick.
Wow. Anyways,
Matt, come on, dude.
Anyway,
Matt is allowed to help Nick, by the way. Oh, we probably mentioned that too late.
Well, been having a fun weekend. We want to call you guys and say, hey, do something fun.
That was Stephen Perkins.
This is the show. You guys make our weekends.
Yeah, we're doing a beer tray with Scotty B. It's going to be super awesome.
Yep.
He got some good stuff.
We really appreciated your review on the mustard beer.
Yeah.
Of all the fucking beer we send you guys, you don't shit on the mustard beer.
We were waiting.
We were actually anticipating the negative comments on
but
the mustard
beer. We were surprised. You guys surprised us. So.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We want you to keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Party.
Bye. Notification. Keep up the good work, guys.
I'm off. I named the current drummer of AC/DC.
Jeez, Matt.
Not the current drummer of Jane's Addiction.
Well, Nick, what are the Jane's Addiction drummers?
The original drummer was Matt Chekin, but later on, Stephen Perkins was the drummer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now... Jane's Addiction's
Perkins?
big album with the Bincott stealing and all that. Who was the drummer then?
Let's see.
Oh, now you got to use the internet. No,
it was Stephen
Perkins.
I'm
on Wikipedia already. What are you talking about?
It was the same drummer.
Probably. He was the longest. Yeah. The
He's been on
guy
all
was only there for 2 years.
He'd been,
And then the rest of the time was the new guy.
On all studio albums.
Man, you're not supposed to use the internet. You've been disqualified from Colin and Janine's drummer game.
But they listed a lot of bands that had two different drummers. So it's...
Actually, there's two different drummers to that band.
We knew that part.
Well, actually, Nirvana had three drummers before Dave Grohl.
Oh.
That I did not.
Fun fact.
Yeah,
didn't,
I saw them when they had the original drummer. They're all right.
Didn't the brother meet the Chris Alder or whatever, the Guns N' Roses drummer?
Oh, no. What's his name? We just looked at the album the other night.
Steven Alder?
Steven Adler.
Adler?
There we go.
Alder.
Adler, yeah. Adler's Addiction. Yes, I did. Met
but
him,
did,
got my album signed by him.
Didn't you? Yeah, the Bentley Drum Shop or whatever.
Oh, Fresno. Mm-hmm. Famous.
Fresno.
Drummer talk.
Yeah, met him at Carmen Appice. You tell me what band Paul? Carmen Appice was
calling
in.
With a little bit that I like to call.
Warm Shelf of Tragedies.
That's right. You know, the warm shelf where good beer goes to die. I'm talking about those unrefrigerated shelves that you see at BevMo, Total Wine, even Trader Joe's is guilty of it. But my award for warm shelf tragedy of the week goes to Grocery Outlet. I only recently started popping into the Grocery Outlet, and I gotta say, they have some pretty Amazing Bargains.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got the usual beer shelf cooler scenario there. They've got the coolers and then the warm shelf. But the tragic aspect to the whole thing is that the coolers are filled with all the big beer, and the warm shelf is filled with all the indie beer. Now, as we know, a lot of those beers don't need to be refrigerated at all. I mean, Budweiser is basically the Twinkie of beers that can last decades on the shelf and probably not change one iota. But a lot of these fresh hop, yummy indie beers, you know, not going to last too long. But I have been seeing, among others, a lot of Bike Dog. It seems like they get a fresh shipment almost every week. And fortunately, I've been able to catch them within a month. And I feel like anything can last a month at room temperature without too much degradation. So I've been grabbing a fair amount of Bike Dog there and have been pretty satisfied. However, the longer it sits there on the shelf, the quicker it's going to start going bad. And so I give Grocery Outlet my booby prize. Sorry, guys. You got to switch those coolers, put the Budweiser, the Miller, the Coors on the warm shelf and put the good stuff in the coolers. But I'm sure the distribution network that you have takes precedent, and therefore the good beer goes on the warm shelf. This week's Warm Shelf Tragedy brought to you by Budweiser, the Twinkie of beers.
That's my new favorite podcast within the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Oh, if they got Bike Dog, that's solid, man. But yeah, he's right. Somebody needs to tell him, like, dude, you need to switch up, switch your beer. This is the beer that goes in the cooler. This is a beer that can just sit there and die because nobody's going to care.
So I don't remember. So the Grocery Outlet downtown doesn't have cold storage for beer. The one in Clovis probably does. It's probably the original Grocery Outlet that does not have.
The first ever one.
But the one in West Shaw, closest to where we live, they have like a cold section for the domestics like described, but they have like a two-door fridge for the craft that's refrigerated. And they don't have like tags like look for, you know, like BevMo, where it's like look for it in the cold section. It's just you have to go over there and look yourself.
BevMo tells
you. So much work.
BevMo, as bad as they are about warm shelves, they at least do tell you. The warm shelf beer is like, we got this in the cooler if you want that. Like, yeah, I do want that. Grocery Outlet. It's not a bad option. Just, it's good to go in and check. If you buy one, like, go in there and look at it. Peruse. You might be surprised.
It's a bargain market.
Hey, man, it's a bargain market. They got some weird shit in there, but.
So what's your ideal discount to out of date range here? Ooh. We're talking like a month old, but it's 10% off.
Yeah.
6 months old, but it's 20% off. You still buying? But it's 20%
more off. Discount.
Lower discount.
Lower it, bro.
Like honestly, like if say a Sierra Nevada Pale is normally like a $8.99 six pack, if I rolled up on
a $4.99 sixer,
like a $5 six pack of Sierra Nevada Pale at Grocery Outlet, I think that'd be a good deal. Like somewhere between 75 cents and $1 a beer, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd buy it even if it was 6-7 months old. That'd be fine.
All right. So Matt wants the 50% for 6 months or greater.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
I think you would have people more willingly to buy beer knowing that it's old if it was at the right price.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
It's like, you know, it's like buying a house across the street from my elementary school. You're like, yeah, people are going to park in front of my house. Yeah, it's going to be loud during the week. But hey, house is cheaper. It's a nice house.
It's cheaper. You deal with the soccer games and the baseball games.
Saturday morning soccer games.
Or why the houses parked up on the train tracks are still available.
Right. You're like, okay, wow, why is this so cheap? Then you drive there like, oh, train tracks.
That's a train.
You get used to it after. What was that? That was on Cheers. It's like you get, or maybe it was that was an airport, not a train, but it was like you get used to it after a while.
You get used to it. What? Used to it.
What are the perfect port for you to be here? Mike, Nick, and Mike, there's a package coming, homie, today, Friday, so it should be arriving now or later today.
Yeah.
Homie. Beers.
Right now.
Six of the beers have 6 names on them. Mikey, you ordered a Mosaic Robot Fighter. And Matt, you got the X-Ray Flowers. And Nick, I think I sent you the Hot Foo. Everything is North Park Brewing. And then there's a third set of cans that are all the same. ABVs are taped up so you guys can play the ABV game, homie. That is from one brewery, one amazing brewery. Nick, I didn't forget about you. That is a West Coast IPA, so you can really, really be part of this and enjoy yourself. Ooh. And then the third set is a Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo selection, homie. So, Eeny, Meeny, you pick Miny or you pick Mo. And I figured I'd throw those in just to make it fun. And there's some stickers in their homes. So just to give you a little taste of what I do when I do make beer trades, I add stickers of podcasts. So if one day you guys so happen to send me back my stamped envelope that I sent you with my address and you sent me back some stickers, I could be adding
your stickers
to my beer trades. That's it. Also, choose barbecue tip of the week. Let's talk smoking, homie. If you're smoking, what types of woods to use? What kinds of meats? Darker meats, let's say you beef, elk, bear, elephant, anything
you're cooking like that. Male bear, elephant, rhino.
Hickory, some very dark woods or dense woods.
Yeah, rhinos like
wood is perfect for that type of meat. For lighter meats, pork, chicken, and fish, I highly recommend cherry or apple wood. And lighter, basically think about this way. Lighter meats, lighter woods. So the woods are light color and light in weight. Those are perfect for those meats. If the meats are darker and heavier, guess what? You're going to basically try to use a heavier, darker wood. That's easy way to think about it. If you use oak or anything more dense like that, those woods are mainly used for like a high searing or high cook because of the high temperatures that they can create. So what I use oak for is when I throw my charcoal in to make carne asada or pollo asado tacos, I throw some chunks of oak and it raises the temperature and it gets that good sear on my carne asada, homes. So there you go. That's a choose barbecue tip of the week. So we talked about beer. We talked about barbecuing. And then we talked about, that's it, homie. What else can I think about? What are they, Holmes? Drinking and thinking. Mikey, keep that shit coming, Holmes. Every Friday evening, I look forward to Saturday morning. That's it, homie. This is Chew Your Beer and enjoy your beers, homie. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. All right. Chew, giving us some barbecue tips. Send us some beer, some North Park beer. It's going to be super. Next week, you'll hear us drinking those. And wood is important in their barbecuing. And also, drinkingandthinking.substack.com. That's something good to read on a Saturday. Thank you, Chew. And I think we have one more voicemail, and it might be from the same individual. Actually, we got a show. We got a podcast to listen to here. Let's sit down.
Shout out.
What a Latrine Be Here with Shout Out Show, homes. This week's shout out goes out to the one and only, ese, my roll dog, homie. This vato. What a live. This week's shout out goes out to the one and only Al motherfucking Green in Florida, ese. Congratulations, homie. You're purchasing a house, ese. Welcome to the community of always being broke and your beard money going low, ese.
Just wait till your AC goes out.
And a shout out to you, homie, Al Green. Always keeping me company on the chats. Over at the Get It's on the Zooms. And that's
Friday
it,
nights.
Homie. This is True Your Beer. This is shout out. Congratulations, Al. This is True Your Beer. And this is shout out.
Shout out.
We're now off Spotify. Thank you, Chew. Shout out to Mr. Al Green. Apparently, he's a new homeowner. Just wait till you get a leak in your roof, like me, or your AC goes out, like mine, or all your faucets need to be replaced in the whole house.
Holy moly.
Like mine.
Mikey, this is not sounding good.
I know. It's a bad, it's rough summer. Especially when you're somebody like me who cannot stand doing home improvement. I watch Matt's Instagram and be like, man, that guy's, I need him over in my house because he seems to enjoy, he seems to be enjoying changing out all his old house shit. I'm like, I've still got stuff here from when I moved in 8 years ago.
No.
Matt's like, I'm taking care of this.
We were raised as a shade tree mechanics. It was all, there are certain things that are left to the specialist, but the other things were just like, we don't have much option or we don't care to bring somebody else in. So I try often to do things myself much as possible. Luckily we have, instead of books and research, we have YouTube these days and we're able to just go YouTube, how do I, and it has the answer.
Yeah.
No more going to the supermarket for the encyclopedia.
Or go to the hardware store and you're like, Frank, how do you do this? And Frank's like, well, here's what you do.
Or if you're like me, go if you got a project, then you end up going to the hardware store about three times that day. Like, well, I'm going back now. But you're just there. Yeah, I was just there. Now I'm going back.
Plan ahead. What's
I'm,
that like?
I'm the worst because I try to do it myself and then I sort of do it about 50% and then I'm like, well, I guess this is all I can do, and then I'm too cheap to call anybody else in the you know fix it right. So I'm just like, well, we got this now, honey. This is how it is.
I will say all the hose faucets and and the shop sink, they leak out the stems. Mm-hmm. I've yet to deal with those. At least with the hose faucets, you could just put new hose fitting or new valves
on. But that's one thing I need to do too.
The shop sink, that one's going to be a little bit difficult because it's not your typical. I'd have to show.
Nah,
if anybody's interested, reach out to me. I'll send you a photo of it. It's
just
not.
Get a
it's a three-piece faucet, and so it has multiple seals, and it leaks from multiple places. It's not. It's not going to be an easy thing to fix. It's going to have to be all new.
I tried to start changing out my bathroom sinks, and I finally got one that I was like. It had been a while. I kept trying and trying and finally got one. I'm like, all right, this is, I did it. Like, I felt pretty good about myself. I'm like, yeah, I got it. And then it kept leaking. And I just finally stopped. I'm like, honey, we don't use this faucet anymore.
What? Yeah, the water's off.
Nah, we don't use it anymore. I fixed it. Oh, you did? Yeah. We don't use it. It's fixed. Well, thanks everyone for calling into the show. And giving us some content and for things for me to rant about and get upset about. Thanks for all that, you jerks.
Wow.
Let's keep the show rolling here, man. We're going to, geez. I mean, God, do we want to be here all day? I mean, I'll be here all day. I don't care. And what do I get?
Promising. What's going on?
Life is short. Life is short. Keep the show going. What's the next segment?
Where the oh, there it is. 1 year ago today, I was in Long Beach for California Craft Beer
Summit. We're missing that right now. I was going to go to that this year.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. Sure.
It was.
I probably would have gone if it was a Long Beach again.
I would have gone. I totally would have gone.
It would have been.
Long Beach, man. Beers to look out for, whether on a long or short beach. Matt.
True Your Beer is sending us beer, so I'm looking out for that.
Looking out for that North Park coming our way. Which
there was a bunch of...
Yeah.
Somebody tagged me in...
Some guy. Fresnan guy.
Michael C?
Don't know him.
He tagged me in the Peacock Market.
He sounds hideous.
Getting a whole bunch of new...
He's a dude.
New and different well, he's a dude. North Parks. So I think there's going to be a North Park surplus in my near future.
The North Park.
Yeah, the Clovis Market got some North Park somehow.
Is it North Park near the Tiergate?
North Park.
What are you doing here?
Nick?
Hi.
Do you have a beer that you dream of having?
I'm getting my notes, okay.
Jeez. I know Matt's got a new notebook, so he has no excuses.
Oh.
Matt should get a finder's. Yeah, I haven't used it either. Matt should get a finder's fee. He tagged me in a local band made a notebook. He's like, yep. Hey. And I was like, okay, I'll buy it. He caught me at a good time.
Yeah. It was one of those like band camps, like 100% of proceeds go to the band and you can buy merch from them. I was like,
we'll probably buy beer with it, but just so you know.
But I was like, this is a good enough notebook. It was College Roll, which is most important thing, but it had a front
right
and back cover design. It supports the 1800s. They're fantastic. Look them up. They're on the Spotify's and the Apple Music's.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you find us some 1800s, Matt? While Nick's looking out for us.
Oh, I got it. I'm just waiting for notebook talk to be over.
Wait for the damn notebook talk to be over.
Damn notebook.
My beers.
Next, you're going to talk about field notes.
Yeah. What are you looking out for, Nick? Maybe we'll hear some 1800s.
I found this beer. And I thought it was a Jimi Hendrix reference, but it's not.
Boo.
Missed opportunity. It is a Great Ocean beer. Mm-hmm. It is Castles in the Sand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the phrase you were thinking of?
So, Jimi Hendrix is Castles Made of Sand.
Mm. But not in sand, but not just made sand, of.
But made of.
Yeah,
I
can see the difference.
It's huge.
Gets everywhere.
It's phenomenal. It gets everywhere.
Star Wars reference.
It's all true.
Matt's got a cat on his feed right now. I'm sorry, podcast listener.
That's it. It's over.
What's this kitten's name?
Squirming cat.
What's the kitten's
name? This
is May.
I don't know if you can, maybe.
Maybe
no purring. Okay,
no.
Worthless.
It's M-A-E. May.
You had one job.
If I get disconnected, she's falling on the keyboard. So,
is your cat a flat Earth cat?
She lays on the kitchen table, which looks out the front window. So possibly.
Cat.
Doesn't get in fights with my sister's cat. Does May?
There's two very fat cats that sleep in my front yard behind the bushes. I don't know who they belong to.
Is the one black?
There's a a tabby-esque one.
Okay, that's not it.
I don't know what the other one is, actually. Then there, I saw one. It was black, white, and like orangish brown. It was splotchy color.
That's not it.
Is it splotchy. Solid black?
Yeah, it looks probably the adult version of your cat.
Yeah, because this is solid black with green eyes. But yeah, I haven't seen another one in the neighborhood like that.
Her cat sticks mostly inside, goes outside once in a while just to change it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Nick?
Yeah?
Did we get you looking out for?
We sure did.
All right. Real quick.
Great notion.
Real Castles quick. In the same. Great notion. Castles that. Because my battery on the phone I'm broadcasting with you guys on is not got a lot of juice left, so I got to pump through this. Society Brewing, the Pupil, it's 16-ounce cans. They're in 16-ounce cans, guys. That's pretty cool, right?
What?
Great Notion what? Brewing. Ripe. That is a whole cone Citra Hops Hazy IPA, 7%. That sounds pretty cool. $20 for a 4-pack. Russian River Brewing Company. I don't know if you heard of these guys. They're upstart brewing company up there in Northern California. Who hopped to it with a single-hopped HBC 692 experimental hop. That is a new hop. It is officially now called Talus. That is a Talus. Is a new hop, Talus, with Russian River. Humble Sea Brewing Company. This week's Humble Sea Brewing Company is Groundhog Day. Instead of Groundhog, it's Groundhog. A hazy double IPA, 8.2 with Nelson Galaxy and Citra. That sounds pretty good. And another Humble Sea called Ferris Whale. Is there a Ferris Wheel? Is Ferris Whale?
Wow.
DDH Whale Hop Bro? Fused triple IPA. Even Nick might be interested in this.
Yes.
Mosaic Incognito, Mosaic Lumpinox, and Nelson, 10.7%. And Hen House Brewing up there in the Santa Rosa. Tiny Tiles. It is a session IPA, but all Mosaic hops. That sounds pretty good to me. And that's all looking out for.
Wow.
What do we got next? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Skip to
going. On 1.5 speed.
I imagine the people listening on 2.0 didn't even hear any information at all.
They got nothing. Blah, 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 blah.
Which is probably for the best. Jump into Bearded Brewer 87. That is Matt's account on Untappd. Do you have anything interesting this week?
Well, I didn't quite take notes, and I'm holding a cat that's pawing my beard, so this might be slightly interrupted.
That's actually funny.
I also had a Five Rights crowler. It was the Mingler IPA. That was very good.
That sounds creepy. The Mingler.
The Mingler. I ordered Whole Foods delivery, which was new for myself.
Oh, I did that too this week.
They had beer for delivery, so the Fly Jack was the first thing that popped up. It was within the budget. Ordered a 6-pack of that. Lucked out. It was produced on July 4th and not January 4th.
That is the tough thing. I thought about that too, because I did or I did the same thing with Whole Foods, and I'm like, I can't. How? There's no way to check dates. I've just got to like hope to God the date's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Check those and dates.
So I had that. I've had some triple dry hop General Shermans. I had a couple hazy IPAs from Modern Times donated to me by Jake from State Farm. He also donated a Delta Good, which was a good lager.
Is that a Sacramento reference?
And trying to think if there's anything else that stood out. I know I'm forgetting stuff, but that's at least what I can remember.
Right. check out Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. Nick, the Nick 80 on Untapped.
Wow. Yes, I'm still there.
All right.
I had a North Park beer. I can't even read what I wrote, but I checked it in, so it's all right.
Sorry, Lambrusito. No cuts, no butts, no coconuts. Sorry, that happened. Nice. Sorry. Go ahead. Anyways.
Yeah, sorry. Wow, Mikey left it anyway. He didn't care.
Sorry, I didn't get a beer.
I told you. Yeah, it is Lambrusito from North Park Beer. It's a sour beer. Fruited sour. It was very nice. And El Cap, Hazy West Coast Dipa. Ooh. From Teo Sequoia.
Nice.
Yeah, tall boy. Big boy. Big can. You make the beer can big.
Good job with the beer, big beer can.
Yeah. And to the juicing room of the sour
to the juicing room.
Zach's Brewing. Those are my beers.
All right. Those are good beers. Louis upset. There's no more crackers.
I heard a Louis.
That was a Louis shaking his ears.
I love it.
It's got a new beer.
Let's play Fire Helicopter or Louie.
This is E9 Pogo Stick Mosaic IPA. This is from Tacoma. It is, I'm not sure. This is not great marketing. I can't tell. Wait, brewed and canned by, E9 Brewing Company. Okay. E9 Brewing Company. I'm going to say this is a Donnie beer, probably. Whoa, that's
is one that. Is that one I sent over to you?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Got a kind of.
Yeah, it's one that you requested then.
Hmm. Well, I saw Mosaic. It's kind of like a. Geez, like laundry, like old, like needs to be cleaned, the laundry smell.
Yeah,
but it tastes
funky, huh?
But it tastes pretty good. It is definitely a funky aroma. So some beers I drank this week: Central Coast Brewing. I believe this is a new beer called Pulp Francis Hazy IPA. It's got a orange and mosaic kind of like you would see in the church. Window, but with the orange is the Pope, got the Pope hat on. It's a pretty good beer. Found that at the market. Also at the market, I found from Moonraker Brewing, Sacramento's Moonraker Brewing, Coconut IPA, Amelia. It's called Amelia. Amelia Earhart tribute beer. And it's a good beer. If you like some coconut in your IPAs, I would recommend Amelia. I also had a blind pig.
What?
For editing last week's show, I drank a blind pig while editing, I think, maybe. No, was that it? I don't know. Breakside. I had a six-pack of Breakside, Portland area's Breakside Brewing. Rainbows and Unicorns. It was a six pack. It's a session IPA. And that really made my weekend. A Labor Day weekend. I had a long weekend. And those are going down good for day drinking. Solid day drinking beer, that Rainbows and Unicorns from Breakside. Also had a Gummy Worms. I did I didn't do much night swimming this year, and I managed to do one last week, and I think that's probably going to be it because it's starting to cool down already around here. So I don't think there's going to be any more night swimming options for the rest of the year, but I got one in. So that Gummy Worms was my night swimming beer, and that's good enough, man. Dorktown on tap. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87, and Nick is the Nick 80. Yeah, not that we got the. Where the freak am I doing here?
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Chicken Gecko Goo Goo. Wow, man. Wow.
Wow, man.
Wow, man. Nick, you got some what? Cheers?
What? Man. Let's cheers Rad Stacy for being another year older.
Oh, happy birthday to Rad Stacy.
Rad birthday to Rad Stacy. And also, previous guest of the show, long time, probably hasn't listened ever, but he's been on the show before. Randy from Delta Pacific.
Randy. He said he only,
him on the streets.
He only listens when the shows he's been on.
There you go.
One of those guests.
Yeah, like 5 to 7 years ago, he listened.
Maybe he's the guy that's going through your recycling. Maybe he's that guy.
Maybe he's
Randy,
the guy.
What are you doing out there?
He's all, times are tough. Shut up.
All right. Sorry.
Come on, that Ranger.
No, you cannot.
It looks pretty nice. It looks like a full tank. I checked it.
I'm getting some 2x4s tomorrow. I need it.
I shake it. It feels full, man. You sure you can't
borrow it real quick? Nope.
I already got it loaded up.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Go ahead. You can stick a Chevy key in there. It'll turn off. It'll turn over.
What do you got? Yeah, it'll work.
Yeah. Try it. It'll work.
You don't need to load the whole can, though. You can take the recycles out first.
Oh, I'll just bring the can down. They'll figure it out. That's it?
That's what I got.
All right. Matt?
Cheers out to Ants. He was the second person to reply into the Discord, and I was like, well, we might bookend you with a cheers, and so cheers out to him, or a shout out.
Cheers.
Shout out. Cheers out to Chew. He went all the way to make the effort to send us beer. So that should be arriving soon, and we will...
Allegedly.
In a timely fashion, we'll make sure to consume said beverages.
All right. Cheers out to our golden gods of the perfect pour. They actually donate money to us every month on the Patreon website, the go-between Patreon. They put their little information in there on the Patreon, and Patreon says thanks for the $5 or more, and we take that and pay for all our expenses. So thank you all to our golden gods and everybody that donates to the show, man. Really appreciate it. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to get involved, you can get into the Discord group, the Facebook group, and also get to hear the tailgate. So a little bit of prid quo quo. That's a quote, right? Prid quo quo. Thank you, guys. And big cheers out to everybody dealing with the fires, fighting our fires here. Basically, I actually saw one of our famous places up in Shaver Lake on MSNBC News this morning. Guy was there. And so basically our back, all these sections of this areas, we just sort of call our backyard, whether it's Yosemite or Kings Canyon, Shaver Lake, Bass Lake, just like these areas where we go for the day to go up into the woods and relax and sort of get away from everything. That whole area has just been burning all this week. So we've been sort of distracted with that. Mm-hmm. And, luckily for us, we actually live in the city, and that's not, an issue for our places, but all, the mountains around us, it obviously is a huge issue. So big thanks to everyone having to deal with the fires around here, and we're fine, but the area around us isn't. So I know some listeners have been asking about it, so that's just why I'm mentioning it like that, but So cheers to everyone that having to deal with that, and and everyone that's been fighting that all week. And while I sit down here in the valley and go, there's so much smoke. But
somebody should put that out.
Why aren't they putting that out?
Why don't you just put it out?
But it's been crazy this week. That all of California is just, I don't know that anyone's seen the sun this week, because everywhere is just, we're just in smoke. And it's just a very surreal week of living here. Also, cheers to everyone, that shares the show and listens to the show and talks about the show. It's highly appreciated. And we're just here for you to listen to us. So I'm not one of those people like, I don't care if anybody listens, I do what I want. We're here for as the perfect board community to do the best show we can. So thank you guys for listening and talking about us. Perfectboardpod.com. If you want to see, hey, we haven't had a new rep in a while. I mean, it's been a year for reps aren't that important this year, given no one's really traveling.
No get-its, please. Yeah.
There's not many get-its or traveling, but we can still be a rep. One day we'll all be back traveling and going to beer gardens again. But if you want to be part of the community on Friday, if you get your Friday evenings are free, there's consistently during this pandemic, shelter in place kind of style thing has brought up the Perfect Board virtual get-its on Zoom every Friday night, pretty much from 5 Pacific till 10-ish. There's a group of people that'll be on and a group of listeners that'll be on, and you can just kind of hang out on Zoom. If you want to get the information on that, Chew Your Beer has been big lately on it, so Chew Your Beer on tap or Twitter or pretty much if you can message us and that'll work, or you can Mr. Jazz on Untap, Mr. JAZ, or Mr. Jazz 12 on Twitter if you want to get the password and stuff for that and you want to hang out on the Zoom. That's that, and that's about it. So are we good? Did we have some fun?
Pretty good. Oh yeah.
Did we check our dates?
Hell no.
You can't check your dates when you get your beer delivered.
That's right.
Found that out this week.
Yeah, you can only hope for the best.
Yeah, I hope this works out. And be safe. Have fun. Check dates. Wear your mask.
Yeah.
Be good.
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
By the way.
There you go. This evening I see Fresno's 1800s. Through ritualistic dreaming, I heard you moving through dimensions, through some sort of projection. In my room, I hear the voice that's calling. Upstairs, where the shadow is moving. See red in the early morning, contrasted on the pitch black ceiling. Saying, oh. You're looking in through my eyes.
saying I'm